Lift your hands everywhere you are. Shito Parada. As you worship Him in the Spirit, Leto Shatera Tasata. Lift your hands up. Alate Oko. Oh, Alate Oko. Alade Ogo, Alade Ogo, in the name of Jesus, lift those hands high. It's an encounter time, visitation time, testimony time. Turn around time. Lift your hands high. Close your eyes. Maintain quietness if you can. And whisper that name, Jesus. Shut up. Holy Ghost. Something is breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking. Lita Sita Lita. In that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of the anointing, something is breaking of your life. Something is being released on your life tonight. Ishata kalima nagaya dahasha. Leke parata seta lipe retisari. Leto saparato sekola bayada gada hayala. Liperata satola bayada dahasha. Leke serato sabara dagadi. Leperete sita lina managagala. Liperete sita lite peroda. Shadada.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you for a wonderful night. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Shut up. That's right. Drastic divine encounters. Drastic divine visitation. That is your portion tonight. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Ooh. 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 Your will be done in my life.
have no need of my own. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have.
Take it again and again. Wherever you may lead.
Lord, I will follow you.
Your will be done.
Your will be done in my life.
I have no will.
I have no will of my own.
Wherever you may lead.
Wherever you may lead.
Ooh. Your will be done.
Your will be done in my life.
I have no will of my own.
No,
one more time.
Wherever you may
lead.
Wherever you may lead.
Lord,
I will follow you.
Your will
be done in my life.
I have no will of my own. Take the lead, O Lord.
Take the lead, O Lord.
I'll follow you.
I'll follow you.
Take the lead, O Lord.
Take the lead, O Lord.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
Take the lead, O Lord.
Take the lead, O Lord.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
Take the lead, O Lord.
Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I will follow you.
Take the lead, O Lord.
Take the lead, O Lord.
I'll follow you.
I'll
follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. Ooh. I will follow you. Take the lead, O Lord.
Take the lead, O Lord.
I will follow you.
I'll follow you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I'll restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed.
Speaking foundationally tonight on the reign of revival, the necessity for the reign. The necessity for the reign. It's going to be very brief, and after that we shall pray. Why do we need understanding the necessity for the reign of revival? Why is the reign of revival necessary? Why do we need the reign? I'm going to hit the road running. First of all, we need the reign. First, for the fulfillment of the promise of Scripture. The fulfillment of the promise of Scripture. The fulfillment of the promise of the world. I will cause to come for you. First, the fulfillment of the promise of Scripture. I will come to you with the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. In Leviticus chapter 26 and in verse 3 all the way to verse 4, he spoke and he said, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. I will give you rain. I will give you rain. It's a promise that must be fulfilled. In Jeremiah chapter 5 and in verse 24. In Jeremiah chapter 5 and in verse 24. He said, neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter rain in his season. He reserveth unto us, Amashokobagada, the appointed weeks of the harvest. We must have the rain in fulfillment of the promise of Scripture. In fulfillment of the promise of Scripture. In fulfillment of the promise of Scripture. Number two, we need the rain for the observation of the seasons of life. Life, the seasons of life. Life is divided into seasons. And it is important that the various seasons of life happen for us. He said he giveth them rain, Jeremiah chapter 5 in verse 24, in their season. Former and latter, in his season. We also saw how if we obey his word, he will cause us to have the rain in his season. It is an abomination. It is not correct to only know the dry season of life. It is not correct to only experience the winter season of life. For as a matter of fact, it is the impact of the rainy season that helps to handle the confrontations of the dry season. It is not correct to have only the experience of the dry season of life. There are pastors, there are ministries here today and those watching online who don't know what is called the rainy season. All they have experienced is the dry season of life. Everything is dry. The world is dry. Ministry is dry. Finances are dry. Miracles are dry. Everything is dry. It is not correct. Some of the places we call the Orthodox churches today, some of them, as far as the miraculous is concerned, as far as the presence of God is concerned, all that they experience and they see is dry season.
There are those who say the age of miracles are past because they are in a dry season. There are those who don't experience or expect any church growth because they are in a dry season. There are parts of the world today where ministry is purely and basically dry. Purely and basically dry. It's not speaking to anybody here tonight. For the observation of the seasons of life, the rain is needed. Number three, for the softening of the ground. For the softening of the ground. In order for the grounds of life and the ground of ministry. Was that number four? Number three. For the softening of the ground, it is important for the rain to fall. In Jeremiah chapter 14 and in verse 4. He said, because the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth. The plowmen were ashamed. They covered their heads. There was no rain in the earth. The ground is not cooperative. The ground is hard because there was no rain in the earth. Every time there is no rain, you labor on hard grounds. Labor on hard grounds. In Africa, people still farm with the hoe. And when that is the situation, your hand gets blistered when the ground is hard. You bleed when the ground is hard. You struggle for years with nothing to show when the ground is hard because there is no rain. Am I communicating? There are many parts of Europe here, Europe, that need rain right now. Because the pastors are laboring, they are struggling, their hands are getting blistered. Where you have a church of 100 people and they say you have tried. A church of 200 people and you have tried. The ground is so hard. They preach all they want to preach and teach all they want to teach and do all they want to do and utilize all the technologies they want, and the ground is very, very hard because there is no rain. Am I communicating here at all? That is why we need the rain. We need the rain in Africa. We need the rain in Europe. We need the rain in Australia. We need the rain in South America. We need the rain in parts of the world because the ground needs to be softened. The ground needs to be softened. I prophesy today, you came all the way from the country where you have come. On your return back to that country where you have come from, you will experience the revival rain that will amaze you. Shout the loudest amen. Amen. Shout the loudest amen. Amen. I heard a story from Dr. Yonggi Cho where he said that if he prayed in Korea under 3 hours, he would experience an open heaven. But when he went into Japan and he prayed and he continued praying for 7 hours and he could not break through. And he realized that there was a difference in the spiritual climate of Japan versus Korea. The spiritual climate of Korea may have been broken by years of revival, but Japan was still tied with 99% Buddhism as at that time. Beloved brothers and sisters, we need to live on soft ground. The ground must not be hard permanently. The ground must not be strong permanently. The effort you are using on hard ground now, and you are producing very minimal results. If you use half of that effort on softened ground, you will experience a result that will amaze your world. Am I speaking to somebody here? That is why we must trust God for the rain on our grounds, for the grounds to be softened, and for revival to explode. Somebody trusting God for the softening of the ground, shout the loudest amen. Amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, I trust you for the softening of the ground. The softening of the ground for revival. Father, I ask for the softening of the ground for revival. Let the rain fall and let the grounds be softened. Let the rain fall and let the grounds be softened. Now, for your information, there are people need to know that something is happening in our country. Now, whether the devil likes it or not, the contradictions that are happening there, contradictions of corruption, contradictions of terrorism, contradictions of all the manner of demonic kidnap, Yet, there is something happening here. The Bible said, where sin abound, grace doth much more. We're talking with Dr. Roberts in the office. There is something happening here. And that light is going to swallow up darkness. What we are seeing here must be seen in Europe. Give us some of the clips of the recent crusades here. Start with the Jalingo. I'm talking of just stepping for church building dedication. And you have an overflow crowd that is equivalent to a crusade crowd. That stadium was filled before opening prayer. It's like 3 months ago. This is at a time in the world where meetings cannot hold in any other place. Where meetings and crusades cannot hold in any other place. Just go on with the crowd shots. Go on with the crowd shots. That's Loco Jahili and the Iran's Crusade. The one before the other one. Enugu Hill and the Iran's Crusade. Show us the Port Harcourt shots. Show us the Makurdi clip. Show us the Bayelsa Crusade. This happened January this year. Or March. I thought it was January. March this year. The crowd of people who were there and the government officials and so on said it's the largest crowd turnout they have ever experienced in the history of that location. This year. March this year. This is Port Harcourt. Just show the one that we only came to dedicate church. Don't do any extra publicity because we came to dedicate church in Bayelsa State. This is church dedication. Church building dedication. And then the crowd showed up. But God is saying nothing has started yet. And then went to Boko. That was like 3 weeks ago. Church dedication. It's crowd outside. Somebody lift your hands and say, Father, we ask for the ground to be softened. Soften the ground. Father, we ask for the softening of the grounds for revival in this season. Father, what you are doing in this nation, in Nigeria, let it swallow up the force of darkness, the power of hell. Let it swallow up the power of darkness. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shortly we shall be praying. And what we are going to say is, Lord, this rain is necessary. This rain is necessary. This rain is necessary. This rain. I was in the shopping mall 3 days ago, Saturday evening. And on arrival, I just went for normal evangelism. And the people rushed out and went on their face straight. The short of the All right, you were able to get this. They behave as if we have seen before. It was Saturday night. The crowd is still coming. They are already taking selfies. They are still coming. They are still trooping. Somebody shout power. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I ask that you will soften my ground. You will soften my ground. You will soften my ground. You will soften my territory. You will soften my environment. In revival, say, Father, soften my ground, soften my ground for revival in this season. Why is the revival necessary? Number four. All right, pray in the spirit for just 30 seconds if you want to. Soften my ground. 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 Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Why do we need the rain? Number four, for the opening of the heaven on the land. We need an opening of the heaven on the land. The rain of revival happens when the windows of heaven open. For the opening, he said in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 10. He said, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. All right, go to Genesis 7:11 first, and then we'll get back there. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken open, and the windows of heaven were opened. And verse 12, and the rain was upon the earth. The windows of heaven was opened, and the rain was upon the earth. The windows of heaven was opened, and and the rain was upon the earth. The windows of heaven was open, and the rain was upon the earth. The windows of heaven was open. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto thy land. When the season of rain is the season of open heaven. The meaning of that is that the influence of heaven becomes massive on the earth. The atmosphere, the climate of heaven invades the earth. In the season of rain, the season of revival, is the season of the visitation of heaven on the earth. Is the season where heaven and earth becomes contiguous. They become contiguous. Is the season where heaven looks down upon the earth. And we need that climate. We need heaven. We need heaven upon the earth. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9 and 10, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Dr. Leadon saw the vision at the age of 8 when God took him to heaven, and he saw in heaven heaven's storehouses that had spare parts. Human body spare parts, the kidneys and the lungs and so on and so forth. When the will of God is done on earth as it is in heaven, then the parts that are in heaven, the things that are natural in heaven, becomes natural upon the earth. Am I speaking to somebody here? What you call word of knowledge and word of wisdom and the prophetic is the natural realm of heaven. You know, in heaven, nobody introduces you to another person. Nobody tells you, meet David. Nobody tells you, meet Samuel. You just see him and you know that it's Samuel. And you saw him and you know that it's David. The Bible says we shall know as we are known. When the perfect is come. Am I communicating? So when the climate of heaven invades the earth, what happens in heaven happens naturally upon the earth. Healings become natural. Revival becomes natural. Do you remember? The testimony of the woman who testified here with her child that had had a demonic affliction in his system for years. I think it was a blood condition. And she said, while the service was on here, she saw it in a revelation. You remember the testimony? No, the beholding the heart was the second one. And then he said that he saw in the revelation that way. That he saw me step there and open the child up. And said, look at this lung, look at this. This is rotten. This is not correct. Remove it out. In fact, every system is bad. Go and bring new packages. Packs. Bring new packs. Minister, go bring new packs for this child. And the packs were brought and fitted into the body. And the body was sutured back in that revelation. And she was out of that trance right while the service was on. Long story made short, that undiagnosable condition was gone. Was gone forever. Gone forever. Gone forever. The child with the hole in the heart, needing surgery of 5 million naira, just received the breath in the revelation. A new heart was fitted in, and then the surgery was canceled. And the doctor said, where did you go? What happened? Yes. The guy with the kidneys last Tuesday, a week ago.
That couldn't make urine for a while. He came in for the healing and deliverance service. And then while the service was on, he said that there was an encounter that he had and saw that he had bad kidneys, holes in the kidneys. And then you ministered to him. A surgery was conducted. And then new kidneys were given to him. Right in the service, he made urine, went to the restroom and urinated. And then the testimony was taken on this ground.
Last Tuesday. How many of you think that if we are left with the earth, the struggle continues? There are many things that need only heaven's intervention. That is why we need the heavens to open in this reign of revival. But I tell you, wherever you have come from, in the name of Jesus, something is about to happen. We are about to see the manifestation of heaven on the earth like we have never seen before. We are about to see revival, the opening of the heavens, the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the crippled, the lame. We are about to see heaven's visitation upon our nation, upon our communities, upon the churches like never before. If you are a believer, you will shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Why do we need? Why is the rain necessary for the opening of the heaven upon the land? And number five, for the changing of the climate. For the changing of the climates of our lives and assignments. When the rain falls, the climate changes. When the rain falls, the climate atmosphere changes. That is naturally. When the rain falls, it is from heat to cold. When the rain falls, it is a refreshing. When the rain falls, the sweat ends. When the rain falls, am I communicating at all? The atmosphere around you needs to change. It needs to change. Things are too hard. I'm telling you, I'm speaking to somebody here. The heat is too much. The heat over that nation is too much. The heat over that nation is too much. I hear that there are nations today, you can't even register a church now. You can't register a church now. That is, if you want to register, that is, it's not an Islamic nation. It's not a heathen nation. You can't register a church. If you want church, you have to buy a name that was already registered. For example, a church that is not growing or that has closed down, you have to look for that church and buy their name. And then change the name later. That is only happening because God has not invaded yet. That kind of nation needs a very drastic invasion. An invasion that will hit the president, that will hit the lawmakers, that will hit the Supreme Court, that will move everybody and everything out of the way. Is anybody waiting for such kind of invasion? It will happen. It shall happen in our lifetime. And it is happening shortly. And there are people here right now that will witness such. The crusades you witnessed just now, 90-something% of the crusades had the state executives in attendance. The governor of the state, the speaker of their congress, the legislators, all in attendance. So if they submit themselves like that, then the land is under control. Including Muslim states. The deputy governor is a Christian, governor is a Muslim. Then governor, send the deputy governor and send the everybody else to be there. Just let the man know that we're together. But just his religion couldn't allow him to be there. So deputy governor was there throughout. I'm talking about where God takes over the people who should make the law. The people who will decree the decrees. Only one dream of the night will settle them. God visited Pilate's wife in the dream. He visited Pilate's wife in the dream. Only one encounter in the night will settle them. You don't want to register churches, you are a dead man. Lift up your voice and say, Father, arise and move in your power in our generation, in our nation, in our territories. Arise, move, Lord. The climate must change over South Africa. It must change over Kenya. It must change. The climate must change. It must change in Nigeria. It must change over America. America brought to us the gospel. America brought to us the gospel. They shipped out a lot of materials and helped us in faith and so forth. The gospel must saturate America. England sent out missionaries, and they cannot be taken over by the Antichrist demons. Is God speaking to somebody here? Before Jesus Christ comes again, there shall be a sweeping move that will knock out every devil and every deity and every shrine, and cause that the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Christ and His God. And you are in the right place. And you are in the right place. He just told you now that the generals before have gone. Many have gone. Many are getting very, very old. The other day I was talking to my wife. With pain in my heart, I said, the older people are getting very old. They are growing old. You see someone like Papa Kumuyi celebrated 80th birthday this year. And he aggressively still on the field. You see, our Papa Adeboye is 80 next year, March. All right? And the people are just 2nd of March. And they have tried, and they are growing, and they are impacting their world. My greatest pain is that the elders are growing old, and the younger ones are not growing up. They are not growing up. They are not growing up. They are not growing up at all. You find a lot of faith. Authenticity is disappearing. If you count 10 people, maybe 7 are fakes. So it's so bad. I mean, the thing is that it is so camouflaged that you can't even know the difference. Huh? Oh yeah, but it's not lasting. It's not lasting. We are in a season where God is going to separate the grain from the chaff. And the separation is already happening. It's God speaking to somebody here. And I believe that there is the release of grace, the release of mantle on the other next generation that will grow up and grow up very, very fast and step into apostolic and prophetic shoes and impact our generation the way our generation must be impacted. If you are saying amen, say it louder. Amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right and say, Father, the climate around me, the climate around my life must change positively and drastically. It must change. Take your seat. Let me begin to round up. Why do we need the rain, number 6? For the reward of labor. The reward of labor. The reward of labor. So that when you sow seed, you can see fruit. For the reward of labor. For the reward of labor. We need the rain. So that when the seed is sown, the harvest can be seen. The seed is sown, the harvest can be seen. In Jeremiah chapter 5 and in verse 24, we saw it already, where he said, neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his season. And when the rain comes, then comes the harvest. He reserved unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. We need the rain. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10, he says, so shall my word be. He says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, to make it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Right. When the rain has softened the ground, seed can produce harvest. Do you know the meaning of that? So that when you preach the gospel, it can bring conviction. You can see results. You can see people come out. You know, in the season of rain, even salvations happen without a word. We heard in church history that people like Charles G. Finney will walk through a place and people are weeping for their sins. We heard of Swiggus was sitting in the train one day and two people looked at him and said, you convict us of sin.
It happened with us once, many times. But were you with us in Wembley area in London when we came together with the other barrister? You remember the North African girl at the reception? You remember that thing? Thank God I have a witness here. Now, we walked into a hotel, and this young girl at the reception from Muslim girl, North America, from the North Africa. She looked at me in the eye, and she said, "Whatever you have, I want it." Yes. My wife was with me. He was there. You checked us into the hotel, actually, at beside Wembley Stadium. She said, "Whatever you have, I want it." I said, "Really?" I ignored her as if I didn't hear anything. So we continued the checking in modalities, and then went to sit in the couch at the reception. And then she came there again. "My sister, whatever you have, I want it." I said, "Really? I have Jesus Christ. I have the Holy Ghost. I have the power of God. I have the anointing of the Holy Ghost." She said, "Everything you talk about, I want it." We prayed with her the sinner's prayer right there at that reception. When you carry the rain by his mercies, seed will rapidly produce harvest. And hear me, sirs. And I am not saying we are fully there yet. Because what God has shown in Scripture and shown in Revelation, we haven't seen physically yet. But the effort is too much. You are screaming out your voice and nobody is answering the altar call. And not that they are changed. They are seated right there and they are not ready to be changed. The seed must produce harvest. You are praying and it appears as if your prayer is not producing results. You are giving and it appears as if your giving is not producing results. Even the devil can bear you witness that you are walking. And yet the walk does not translate into desired result. It is over in this conference. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loud must say amen. Lift your right and say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, my effort must produce effect. My seed must produce fruit. My labor must be rewarded. So I need the rain." Need the rain. We need the rain. We need the rain. We need the rain for the seed to bud. We need the rain. We need the rain for the harvest to happen. We need the rain for the fruit to happen. We need the rain. We need the rain. We need the rain. We need the rain for healings to take place without a word. We need the rain for the climate of revival to follow you and afflictions are disappearing without a word. We need the rain. If you use all your life for aimless labor, what will you tell your creator? What will you tell your maker? At times I look at the situation of the world, I just feel a bit helpless. The whole of China, the whole of Indonesia where Meltari had the revival, the whole of, you look at vast nations of the world. Those very, very drastic T.L. Osborne crusades around the world. Where whole nations come under the influence of the Holy Ghost. When shall that happen? He did national crusades. Crusades of whole nations. Am I communicating at all? And there is no time with all the COVID things and the Antichrist just gearing up in a hurry to see how they can force things to happen before time. As if they want to give the mark of the beast before the beast appears.
And this thing has timetable. And the Antichrist is not permitted to manifest until the church is out of the way. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So there is so much to do. There is so much to do. There is so much to do. I was reading his book the other day on the Jeffrey brothers. And I saw how they packed. What is the name of that place that Dr. Cerullo used to have meetings? L. Scott. Packed to capacity, overflowing, with all manner of drastic things happen. Meetings lasting for so such a long duration of time. I'm asking myself today, who packs that place now? In the same country. Who packs that place now? And it must happen in excess before the end comes. And I believe that the Lord will help us. And the Lord will help us. And the Lord will help us. In the name of Jesus. Let's round up in 2 minutes and pray for a few minutes and then we are through tonight. Why do we need the rain? Number six. Number seven. For the eruption of, or rather the injection of life into the earth. Life. Life into ministry. Life. The injection of life into the earth. When the rain falls, life bubble. Life. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Isaiah 55 verse 10, where we read just now, he said, he maketh it to bring forth. He causeth the earth to bring forth and to bud. Everything comes alive. When you come into a church that is in a rainy season, you feel life. You feel life. You just feel life. Everything is lively. When you come into a city, a nation, a territory that has the rain of revival, you feel life, 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 life. Everything is life. Everything is lively. You know, I watched a documentary on the Kalahari Desert some time ago. And it had been drought for a long time, no rain. Like maybe a year or two or so. All of a sudden, the rain fell. And just in the twinkling of an eye, green vegetation just came out of the earth. Opened up just there. Frogs, toads just began to fly out of the earth. So what? At the speed of light, there was life everywhere because rain just fell on dry ground. Beloved, they say parts of the world like Europe is dead to the gospel in many places because of the bankruptcy of rain. If the rain falls as we expect it to fall, life. Churches have been bought over and turned into something else. Some pubs, some to the other religion. All we need is the rain to fall. And when we don't have life, we replace reality with plasticity. Praise and worship becomes entertainment. Everything is done to replace reality so that people can feel that nothing is missing. Everything becomes a gimmick. Everything becomes game. Huh? I mean, you invite all manner of people. You invite comedians to come and keep the church alive. You invite all manner of entertainers. All manner. Just keep the game going. Somebody was telling me yesterday of how they invited somebody to a church and he sent somebody ahead of time to get him information about people so he can use those informations to prophesy. Is it by force? Go and look for something else to do with your life. It is possible to be successful anywhere else. Why are you struggling to go to hell? Why are you? I mean, you are just trying to see this. Let me just go to hell by all means. Solomon did not prophesy. Yet the whole world came to hear what he was saying. He said, all the earth sought to Solomon to hear the wisdom that God put in his heart. So the word is enough to drag a generation. And if God blesses you with the gift of the Spirit, add that blessing. Flow with it. But don't struggle. Don't struggle until you kill yourself. It's not speaking to anybody here at all. So everything is replaced. The reality is being replaced with fallacy. Because the rain is not there. But we are the generation that will chase false people back to hell. Chase them back to idol temples where they belong. Chase them back to the herbalist places and witch doctor places where they belong. Somebody say a loud amen. For the introduction, injection of life. You need a lively, a ministry that is alive and not dead. An assignment that is alive and is not dead. You need something that is alive and is not dead. The rain must fall. Finally, we need the rain. For the generation of the flood. For the generation, in order to generate the flood. If you want, I can qualify it. To generate the flood of judgment on the adversary. Flood. It was when the rain fell and the fountains of the deep were broken in the days of Noah that the flood happened. Genesis chapter 7 verse 11. For the generation, for the sparking forth, pursue his enemies. So we need the rain, so we can have a flood, so the flood can close down the devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. We need the rain, so the rain can generate the flood, so the flood can close down idol temples. We need the rain, so the rain can translate into a flood, so the flood can close down the headquarters of his enemies. We are the generation that God will use. I told people many years ago, I said there was a flood that came to destroy the earth in the days of Noah, destroy the ungodly particularly. I said in this end time there will be another kind of flood. But this one will not be water, it is liquid fire. It is the flood of the rain of revival. It is the flood that will happen. And this flood is going to blind Elimas the sorcerer. And this flood is going to judge Herod. And this flood is going to drown Pharaoh. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Say, Father, let the rain fall and let the flood happen. Say, Father, let the rain fall and let the flood happen. Let the rain fall and let the flood happen. Remain standing. How many of you know that when the rain falls, it impacts on the rivers? Huh? And the rivers overflow their banks. How many of you have experienced that? When the rain falls, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. When the rain falls, the river on the inside of you overflows. You didn't hear what I just said. When the rain falls, the impact on the river is massive. Rivers, River Benue, overflows the banks. In some places at Lokoja, houses are submerged. Right? Because the rain fell, the river overflowed its bank. And it begins to cause devastation. Hurricane Katrina, hurricane this and hurricane that. When the waters begin to flow at a very unusual speed with very, very heavy frequency, they cause colossal damage. What happened in Japan was very, very massive. What's the name of that hurricane? A tsunami. It was very, very drastic. There is another tsunami of a spiritual dimension that shall happen at the gates. Look at Nahum chapter 2 verse 6. When the rivers flow, when the rain falls, the gates of the rivers shall be opened. So rivers have gates. And the kings and the palace of principalities and powers shall be dissolved. The gates of the rivers shall be opened. The rivers of living water and the palace of territorial powers, the principality in charge of the territory where you are, all that needs to make their palaces to be dissolved is for the gates of the rivers to be opened and the palace shall be dissolved. Is anybody interested in dismantling territorial powers? Is anybody interested in dissolving the palace of the demons, the controlling powers in your community, the controlling powers in your family, the controlling powers in the region where you are? Is anybody interested? How do we get the rain? That will be the discussion for the rest. That's from my own perspective of this conference. While we look at other revivals happening. But he said in Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Ask for the Lord. Ask the Lord rain. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. First of all, know the timing for the rain. Because God gives rain in the time of the latter rain. And then pray when it is time. And I'm sure everybody knows that it is actually over time. Time is overdue. For the rain of revival in our generation, time is overdue. So we're actually running behind time. We are running injury time now. We are running behind schedule. As far as what God wants to do in this season is concerned. So we are in the time. Have an understanding of the time. And then step into desperate supplication and intercession. When it is time for the rain. God showed you an overflowing church. And yet you can't see the church overflow. It is time for the church to overflow. So it is time to pray. It is time to pray. It is time to supplicate. It is time to intercede. It is time to be restlessly aggressive until that rain falls. Something is happening here tonight. Are you the one it is happening to? Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. Let's pray just for 8 minutes. And then we shall be through tonight. I want some of our people on the microphone. Lift up your hands and just appreciate God for tonight. Appreciate Him for tonight. The gates of the river shall be opened as the rain falls, and the palace shall be dissolved. The territorial palaces, the palaces of territorial powers shall be dissolved. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and go ahead and begin to appreciate Him tonight. Honor Him tonight. Worship Him. Lift your voice. Honor him, adore. Worship him, glorify. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your hands. If the only thing you pray tonight is, Lord, send us rain. Send me rain. I need your rain on my life, on my family. Rain on my assignment. Rain in my land. Rain in my nation. Rain in this generation. Now, I need the rain. I need the rain. I need the rain. I need the rain. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say, Father,
I ask
for the rain of revival on my life, on my family, on my assignment. The rain of revival on my city, on my nation. On our generation, a fresh wave, a fresh rain of revival. I receive the rain now. Go on and open your mouth and pray. Rain of revival. Go on ahead. The rain of revival on my life, my family, my assignment, my city, my nation, my generation. The rain of revival, the fresh wave of revival. We receive the rain. Father, give us a visitation. The rain of revival on my life, on my family, on my assignment, on my city, on my nation, on my generation. A fresh wave of revival. I receive the rain now. I receive the rain now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The rain of revival. The rain of revival. The rain of revival on my life, on my family, on my assignment, on my city, on my nation, on my generation. A fresh wave of revival. I receive that rain now. Liberate Haja. Medagaya Gala. Rete Separana. For the rain of revival on my life, on my family, on my assignment, on my city, on my nation, on my generation, a fresh wave of revival. I receive that rain now. I receive that rain now. In the name of Jesus. Let us see Paranada. Zorata Kalalala. Let Peredi Gagalala. Zorana Managalala. Let us say Toranaga. Let us say Toroni. Let Peredi Galaidos. Rock us every night. Look at Zani the Lugan. Rekese Manasta. Rekese Manasta. Let us say Manasta. Rude Belaganast. Zaritano Magalala. Rote Seri Manana. Lemene Gagalala Luz. Zurana Magadis. Let us say Prinagasa. Let us say Prinagasa. Repetas in Ogogalala. Lepredi Gagazala. Lora Magadigalala. Let us say Berinana. Rectus say Predida. Lepredi Gagalala. Lora Namagaladis. Exekina Gagalala. Rectuso Prediman and Asta. Zurana Magalalista. Lepretina Zaradoya. Lepretina Maradoya. Ribadi Gazalana Mamananas, Retes Perinagadalasta, Retes Sorami, Telinagalala, Roma Nagazali, Treni Minagalala, Lurateza Revidayala, Luratea Belevayalos, Yete Sakada, rain, rain, the rain of revival on my life, on my family, on my destiny, the rain, the rain, the rain, the rain, the rain. The rain, rain of power, rain of fire, rain of revival, rain of manifestation on my life, on my life. I receive a rain. Let's attack. Zurana Magadaya. Let the Seperina. Let the Rigalala. Zurana Gagalaya. Let the Rekesina. Let the story take a Zurana Gagalis. Repetesina Gagalala. Lorata Zarina Gagalalus. Rota Seperina Gagalala. Let the Rigalala. Zurata Kazagadi Galala. Repetesetila Lamanana. Zurata Lala. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. One more time, I believe and I perceive that tonight there will be diverse divine visitations, drastic divine encounters, change of stories. God will visit you in ways that will amaze you. Lift your hands high. Everywhere you are tonight, you need to give your life to Jesus. You want to make your ways right, in case we don't want to assume that everyone is a minister or a pastor. Or even if you are a pastor or a minister, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to surrender yourself to God. You want to make your ways right with Him. Things are not in order with you. Pick your Bibles and your bags quickly, quickly, and step forward here and let us receive you. Lord, I give you my heart. Please take your seat, everyone else. Quickly come forward.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Carry your Bibles and bags and quickly step forward here. Let's receive you.
Lord, have your way. Lord, I give your give my soul. I live for you and live for you alone.